Morning.
Is this closing up?
Yes.
So Bob asked a question. Golly, it's loud. Do you believe that the Lord is coming again? And, you know, if you do, you need it. We have to show that today. We don't have another day. Some of us, a woman who was healthy, went to sleep and never woke up just recently. I don't know what happened on her last day. We have today. You don't know when it's going to be your last day. Do you ever faint in your mind? Hebrews 12. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. That's where the that's where the battle of faith takes place, is in your mind. That's where you make a choice. When we it's easy to weary in your mind, you know? You come to the Lord, you're a newborn babe, you're gung-ho, especially if it shows his power and his grace in your life in a life-changing way. It's easy to be really excited. And then time goes on. And you grow up a little in the faith, and more is expected of you. And you don't have that necessarily, that same testimony of feeling it every day. You've heard Steve talk about running Dog River 4 years-ish. Every day was a battle for him. He did not know he was walking by faith and doing what the Lord had for him in that time. And yet when it was done, he found out it was done. It's easy to weary in your mind. Second Corinthians chapter 10. Starting at verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Do I need the other mic? Never mind. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's a good place to start. There's a place where the thoughts that come to you, they just come to you. Some of them. Some of them you feed, but some of them, they just come to you. And it's what you do, excuse me, what you do with those that makes those little, sometimes it's a small decision. I don't know. Should I have tomatoes on my salad or not? Small decision. Sometimes it's big decisions, and it's a small thing that takes you from being right on course to being off course. I'm not saying tomatoes on your salad will get you off course. Don't hear me wrong. But, or not having them. But there are lots of, we make decisions all the time. And you don't always know which one's going to be life-changing big decisions. So, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't fight our mind with some weapon, right? But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, things that do not agree with the word, that come and bring doubt, those things that add to the word, things that change it just a little bit, those are imaginations and high things that come against the knowledge of God. And you bring those things into captivity. Those thoughts come into your mind. You cast them off. I refuse to receive that. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And you walk forwards doing so, showing that you have done it. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have this enormous blessing of having his word in print that we can go to. The people who wrote it didn't have it, but we have that. And so we can know which things are pleasing to him. I want to hop forwards to Philippians 4. Verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now here's a list of things that, if you're going to choose to entertain thoughts, let them be these things. Things that are true. Let me rephrase that. Not if you choose what you entertain. When you're looking at what you're going to spend time thinking about, make your choice to choose these things. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, pure, lovely, of good report, rather than receiving a bad report, rather than finding problems, murmuring, complaining. Those are not of good report. If there be any virtue and any praise, think on these things. When you think on these things, your mind will be strengthened. It's easy to weary in your mind and to give in to how you feel kind of stuff. So think on these things. And they will strengthen your mind that you can make, that you can choose the Lord in his ways, and you can choose to put off the things that are not in this. Those are the things of unbelief and doubt and pride and self-righteousness, and the list goes on.